From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal at The Hague handed down a long-awaited ruling Tuesday that said China violated the sovereign rights of the Philippines in its exclusive economic zone in the South China Sea. Says Beijing has no legal basis for its so-called nine-dash line of control. China says it doesn't accept or recognize the ruling. South Sudan's rival leaders have called for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatened to reignite civil war. Michael Makuei-Lewith is the country's information minister.
All the commanders of these forces are hereby directed to cease any hostility and abide by this order. Control their forces, and protect the civil population and their property.
The fighting has been condemned by the UN Security Council. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an immediate arms embargo. U.S. spokesman John Kirby urged both sides to stand down.
We strongly urge that the two leaders do everything in their power to ensure these decrees will be fully respected and unfettered humanitarian assistance will be provided to those affected by the violence.
Civil war, which erupted in South Sudan in December 2013, lasted 2 years, killing thousands, displacing millions. The Iranian judiciary Monday announced the indictments of three detained Iranian dual nationals and a Lebanese citizen, including a Briton, one from Canada, two from the U.S. No details about the charges were revealed. There is no indication when they will stand trial. Iran does not recognize dual nationality. None of the accused has been allowed consular access. Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian was earlier convicted but released in January as part of a prisoner swap with Iran and the U.S. This is VOA News. North Korea Monday said it's cutting a channel of communication with the U.S. following last week's U.S. announcement that named leader Kim Jong-un on a list of human rights abusers. The foreign ministry announced it's severing the link used at its U.N. office in New York. Analyst James Kim of the South Korea-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies called it a setback.
That channel was available for informal discussion between the U.S. government and North Korea to coordinate different matters. Because that channel is no longer there, what that means is that any kind of discussion or coordination between the two countries is now going to be more difficult.
Pyongyang said all matters, including the detention of two Americans, will be handled now based on wartime laws. It's the latest sign of tension following recent banned missile tests and the North's January nuclear detonation. Meanwhile, a U.S.-based website, 38 North, says satellite imagery last week showed heightened activity at the country's nuclear test site. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he'll officially resign Wednesday, allowing Home Secretary Theresa May to become the country's next leader and the second female prime minister. It's the latest political development since last month's historic referendum, in which British voters opted to withdraw from the European Union. May became the sole contender after Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom Monday announced her withdrawal from the race. May, who originally supported remaining in the EU, said Monday in Birmingham she'll guide Britain out and respect the will of the voters.
Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it. There will be no attempts to remain inside the EU.
She also said she'll put the Conservative Party at the service of ordinary working people so they can better share in the country's prosperity. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is in Afghanistan Tuesday, meeting Afghan leaders and U.S. commanders following last week's NATO summit that pledged stability in troop levels as the Taliban threat persists. Monday, Carter announced in Baghdad the U.S. would deploy another 560 troops to provide support and advice as Iraqi security forces prepare to assault the biggest prize still held by Islamic State, the northern city Mosul. It brings to more than 4,600 the number of U.S. military personnel now in Iraq. Dozens of villagers in central Nigeria's Benue State have been killed by nomadic Fulani gunmen in an apparent lingering dispute over grazing rights. The violence has extended over the past 2 weeks. Casualties are said to be as high as 81. Thousands of angry young people defied a curfew and took to the streets for a third day Monday in Indian Kashmir, protesting the killing of a local separatist leader. The death toll in the unrest has climbed to more than 25. The U.S. Defense Department says it's transferred two detainees from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, this time to the custody of the Serbian government. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.